Ted Kennedy. There's good news and bad news in recent figures on infant mortality. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, data recently reported by the National Center for Health Statistics show that infant mortality in the United States declined to its lowest level ever in 1989. That sounds like progress, Al, until we look at other countries. We have one of the worst infant mortality rates of any industrial nation. We rank below 21 other countries. 10 out of every 1,000 American babies die in their first year of life, compared to 5 in Japan. As a practical matter, America is standing still because other nations are making progress too. The real problem is the shocking lack of even rudimentary health care for millions of pregnant women and their infants. Guaranteeing access to decent prenatal and other care would cut infant mortality by 25%. This is one problem we know how to solve overnight, Al, if you'll just stop saying no.
Ted, your state of Massachusetts spends more money per person on health care than any nation in the world. But that glut of spending hasn't kept many Massachusetts counties from experiencing a higher infant mortality rate than even some third world nations. You're so busy flinging statistics and your arms into the air that you miss the heart of the problem by a mile. Guaranteeing access to prenatal care does not help mothers who are hooked on drugs, mothers who don't care one whit if they get medical assistance or not. Ted, an open door works only if somebody is willing to walk through it. In Massachusetts, your infant mortality has doubled, and over 25% of those deaths are directly tied to mothers who are on cocaine. Before you start donging on George Bush, I think you better roll up your sleeves, pal, and start working right there in your own backyard. You have the power. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on Americans who are being used as human shields by Saddam Hussein. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.